quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much, and welcome in to this week's Open Championship edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to be with you. The 154th Open, Royal Birkdale there in England, Southport, Liverpool, all of the history surrounding there playing, the 11th or 12th playing now at Royal Birkdale. And talk about names like Peter Thompson, Arnold Palmer, Tom Watson, Johnny Miller, Lee Trevino, Ian Baker Finch. You know, I mean, there's just some Padraig Harrington, Jordan Spieth, some great names that have won here. And when you look at that, we're saying, hey, history says, and this golf course dictates a high level of skill set around ball striking. So the cream is going to rise to the top. So just like Bob and I told you last week on the show, that cream is going to come in the form of Australian Lucas Herbert and first timer American playing his first ever links, Jackson Suber. I mean, we couldn't have staged that any better. How much money did we win on that, by the way, Bob, picking those two to be right there, one and two going into the weekend? It was a lot, right?
Yeah, if you made that wager, you would have gotten a lot, definitely.
Wow. Well,
it was like there was a guy last week, Scottish Open, that bet 43, I think it was a little over 40,000 on Tom Kim and won over 4 million.
Okay. When I hear that, here's what my thought. When I hear that, Bob, I think, how many millions has that guy lost wasting $40,000 on Tom Kims of the world, you know, in whatever sport, how many different times?
Who's got that money to wager?
Well, let's just say you have it. So you throw it all out there, right? And you put all that money and you know what you've lost. But that $4 million, I'll bet, doesn't even get him to break even. As cool as that story sounds, if you're throwing that kind of cash out and you happen to hit, that's just like... That just helps you. That just fuels your addiction is what that does. Well, listen, we know you're tuning in. There's a lot to talk about. Bryson DeChambeau, a two-shot penalty. We're going to get into that first. Coming up next, we'll also talk about the pair of 62s that happened on Friday and so much more. We're excited. Final men's major of the season. We'll get into it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Kohl's knows summer comes with a few family debates, like what's the best ice cream flavor or who gets the good pool noodle. But when it comes to Kohl's summer outfits, everyone's in agreement. They're comfy, they're cool, they're stylish, and they're here to make everyone's summer feel a little easier. Shop now for looks that the whole family will sign off on at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu. My Computer Career, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
This summer, the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich and pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite are back at Chick-fil-A.
Let me tell you about the pineapple dragon fruit and Sprite. It's bright. It's bubbly. It's back.
The honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich, it's so rich, and you can choose between the original or the spicy filet.
Ooh, boy.
And then you got those pickled jalapenos tucked right under the filet, and then just to top it all off, you've got a little honey drizzle right on top.
Okay, now I'm a pimento fan.
And I'm feeling the dragon fruit.
Which fan favorite will you choose? Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
The smartest way to spend your money is not to. Straight Talk offers free 5G phones for new and existing customers on Verizon's 5G network. So the refund money I don't spend on that free phone is the refund money I get to keep for my family. Smart.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Strategic AI leadership without the $300,000 hire. You don't have time to figure out AI, where it's going, and how to integrate it in your business. So don't. That's our job. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. A complete AI system built around how you actually work. The busy work gets handled, your people get their time back, and while your competitors are still talking about AI, you are already using it. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com, where you can book your opportunity to go play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Design Golf Course there at Black Desert. Hey, while you're there, enjoy the pool, the new pickleball facility, the spa, the fitness center, the five restaurants on site, the TrackMan range, the 36-hole putting course, the 19th hole. There's so many great things there at Black Desert. It's BlackDesertResort.com. That's BlackDesertResort.com. And we appreciate you being with us here as we look at the 154th. Open Championship Royal Birkdale, and boy, we expected this one to have all the stars playing well. I picked Matt Fitzpatrick. I guaranteed in January that Matt Fitzpatrick would not only win on the PGA Tour, but he would win a major championship this year. And guess what? I am glad I didn't put $40,000 on that, like that guy did on Tom Kim, because I would have lost it. He missed the cut, Bob. Matt Fitzpatrick is not going to win a major this year, but a great playing, three wins on the PGA Tour, and but yeah, surprising, really surprising. However, while we do have a few interesting names at the top, I think there's a lot of compelling names that are sitting right there, Bob. Sam Burns, correct. Cam Young, Bryson DeChambeau, of course, you know, Bud Cauley, who won just recently. Why not, Bud? And, you know what, where's our Italian past champion? There he is. Francesco Molinari. How about that guy? Tied for eighth going into the weekend. I love that. You got to love the Open Championship. Cool stuff. Scottie Scheffler tied for eighth as well. But
yeah,
let's start.
Bobby Mack tied for eighth as well.
Let's talk about Bryson DeChambeau. He had it going, and he finished the day. Thought he was about to go in and sign for 7 under par, just a shot behind Lucas Herbert, and he was informed that he had a 2-shot penalty pending, and it was ultimately assessed a 2-shot penalty. Boy, this created a firestorm. Bob, what do you stand on this thing?
Well, I think that exactly what happened and what transpired is what should have transpired, simply from the standpoint that the rules officials reviewed the tape. They took Bryson out and had him explain. But, you know, a picture or video is worth 1,000 words. And there were multiple times that it looked like he stepped down the grass and the area, the fescue behind his golf ball before he hit his shot out of that area, just short of the penalty area on the fifth hole. And in doing so, he improved the area around his ball, whether it was inadvertently or whether it was something that he intended to do. He improved the area, and that is a two-shot penalty.
So he hits it way right, and he's in a spot where on the other side of a water hazard, and a water penalty area. It's a water hazard. Anyway,
yep.
So he's over in these really tall, this tall, like fescue type reeds and stuff, right? I mean, these things are like 3.5-4 feet high. I don't even know how they found it, first of all.
At least waist high.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what was interesting is when he finally started to go in, this is what I think caught everybody so off guard, is when he went in there, he marched very intentionally and he was charging behind his ball. And he went and he picked out a spot behind his ball, turned around, mashed it down, and stood there and looked through his ball towards the target.
Yes.
Now, that spot behind his ball happened to be the swing path of his intended swing.
Correct.
So now when he addressed the ball, those tall fescue area, which stood in the way
potentially hinder his shot.
Hinders the word I'm looking for. Hinder his backswing. Instead of that, it now swings freely over the trampled down, because it trampled him down to and away from him. So that's where the RNA had to take a look at it and say, did this improve it? Now, I thought Smiley Kaufman on the Golf Channel Live Forum afterwards did a great job reenacting the whole thing. And he agreed that by what he did, it did in fact allow him to take a better angle than what he would have otherwise had to take. But I thought the important thing that Smiley said is he didn't have to do that. So that's kind of the sad part of it. He could have gone ahead and adjusted the angle slightly so he's hitting more off the front of the green, and he probably would have still ended up in the same. He made bogey anyway, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So it adds to it, ends up being a triple, which is tough. But that's a case where to me, it was pretty obvious once you looked at it that way that the damage he did to the area around his swing by stomping on that absolutely improved his swing path.
And not only did he do it when he first got in there, but he did it coming back to get his club and be able to position himself to hit his shot. He did it going in and he did it coming back. So the other thing that Smiley said, which I thought was awesome, is that remember, his wedges are the lengths of 7 irons. So you're talking about a club now that's another 2.5, maybe
he said 4 inches
inches longer.
Yeah. He said almost 4 inches
longer.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's more of that club to be able to catch in that fescue, and so by inadvertently, whether inadvertent or not. And I'm not saying that he cheated or anything. He improved his position of the area around the golf ball, and he was able to extricate it from there. Now, like you said, he could have played it to the left up between the bunkers, you know, and probably been all right, because there was a swing path that he could have taken over to the left, but he was definitely going at the hole. And once that got stepped down a little bit, he was able to take a more aggressive line to the hole.
I was asked on one of the shows on our flagship station, 97.5 KSL Sports Zone, about whether the rules of golf, this was just the rules of golf, and he's trying to use that to his advantage. Well, there are instances, and I'm all for it, where players know the rules and they use them for their advantage. For instance, the Tiger boulder, and everyone will remember that. Just because it took 20 guys to move this massive boulder that they called a loose impediment so he could have a swing, you know, that's using the rules to your advantage. If you happen to have a sprinkler that is inflicting your spot, your stance, your swing path, or whatever, and you take relief, and that relief might actually put you in the fair fairway instead of the rough. You know what? That's in within the rules, and that works, and I have no problem with that, and I don't have a problem with players utilizing the rules to benefit their play throughout a course of a round. But that it goes the same way. And in this case, that wasn't it. He wasn't trying to use, there was no rule he was trying to use. He was, again, not saying he was intentionally trying to do this, but what he inadvertently did was try to get away with improving his stance or improving his lie in a swing area right around there. So,
and the important thing is whether he meant to or not.
Yeah,
it happened.
Yeah, he looked
and
pretty.
That's why he was assessed the two shots.
He looked pretty confident the way he went walking in there. I will go back to my statement from the beginning. He charged in there like pretty intentionally. Yeah. Now, one of the things that came up was suggests that a player has the right to stand behind his golf ball.
He does.
He doesn't. No, not, I mean, he has the right to take a stance, which is, and address his ball. He has the right to address the ball, but he does not have a right to stand behind the ball, to look through the ball and take the shot. So that's what somebody's pointing out. Oh, he was just going through his normal routine. Well, if that was the case, you would have had to walk around so as not to, do damage to the area that would
correct.
Otherwise, you know,
see, and that's the point. It's the area around the golf ball that cannot be improved upon. Okay. So if that's the case, then he walks around a little bit to get behind to where he can look.
Yes.
He just can't take a direct path.
That's right.
And squash it down.
Now,
correct.
Let's use the example of that. Let's say the heavy stuff was actually where his next to his golf ball, where he was going to take his stance.
Right.
Look, the rules allow him to take a stance. They permit him to take a stance. I don't have a problem with him swinging one big left leg up high and stepping down on those reeds and pushing them down, and then swinging that other right leg up, pushing them down on those reeds and stepping and taking. That's taking his stance.
Taking a stance.
So he takes the stance and he mashes that stuff down, and that allows him to take a swing. That's within the rules. I mean, he's taking a stance. Right.
Correct.
In this case, he wasn't taking a stance. He was mashing down the area where his swing club was going to go. And so
correct. His swing path.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that is a penalty. And by the way, let me just, this is not, I'm not excited about this. I'm not happy about this. This isn't like something I'm like, good for him. He deserves it. Anything like that. It actually makes me sick for these guys. They go out and they play so hard. And then to have something like that happen, it's crushing. It's crushing.
Yep.
Now, the idea that Bryson may not come back out and play, again, you're listening to this at 8 to 10 Mountain Time on Saturday morning, so we'll already have known that. But allegedly, he's not going to reveal that until Saturday morning, and we're recording this on Friday night after play. So, but I can't see a situation, Bob, where he walks out being a shot out of second and doesn't try to compete for the claret jug.
Well, and not only that, we're talking about this week competing for the claret jug, but Bryson is a guy that has worked and to improve his brand for years. Okay. Millions and millions of people watch Bryson DeChambeau. And if he were to say, you know what, I feel I was wronged and I've decided I'm not going to come out and play, then what it does is it shows that he didn't agree with the ruling, which he doesn't agree with anyway, but then he's not worried about the guy that he was going to be paired with, which is going to probably play as a onesome because the field has already started playing. And then I think his brand takes a big hit from it, a big, big hit from it. And so he can decide that that's what he's going to do, or he can go into the last 36 holes with a chip on his shoulder saying it wasn't fair and I'm going to show you guys and try and win this golf tournament.
We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about not only that, but there were a pair of 62s out there. Wow, how impressive were those rounds? We'll talk about it coming up next right here on Real Golf Radio.
We With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
If you're serious about investing in gold or silver, Allegiance Gold will give you an additional $5,000 in free gold to add to your portfolio. They can help you buy any amount of gold or silver, even roll over your current IRA into gold. They've helped thousands invest millions in gold over the years, with prices that are some of the best in the industry, with fees that are fair, reasonable, and transparent. Protect your wealth with gold. Save on your gold or silver pricing when you buy from the top-rated Allegiance Gold. Invest in gold or silver today by calling Allegiance for your free gold guide. And learn about the $5,000 free gold offer with qualified purchase. Call now.
800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. 800-413-1937. That's 800-413-1937.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, looking at the 154th Open Championship here on Real Golf Radio, at Real Golf on X, and you can follow us wherever your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Last thing I wanted to say on Bryson, again, I would, if you're listening to this and it's already happened, I would be absolutely shocked if he were not in the field. And he needs to be in the field. Like, he's playing... Of all of the top players, I feel like he's the guy to beat right now, the way he's been, especially controlling his irons. He would be at 7 under par were it not for the penalty. That's one shot back. That would have also put him 2 clear of Sam Burns, 1 clear of Cameron Young. And then, of course, Scottie Scheffler sits there at 4 along with John Rahm and, a lot of good players. Tommy Fleetwood got in at 4. So we're going to go through the leaderboard and talk about some of those players. But on Bryson, Bob, it feels like he's found something. He's coming off 3 consecutive missed cuts this year, and he's missed 4 of the last 5 cuts in major championships. So I think there's a lot on the line for him this week. He's heard the negative talk from Brandel Chamblee saying he's more focused on Grant Horvat as a YouTuber than he is on Jack Nicklaus in history. And also Nick Faldo came out and said that he has 0 clue on strategy for playing Lynx Golf Course. Zero yeah. clue. And he clearly heard that because he wouldn't do interviews with the media, but he did the obligatory interview with the RNA media guy. And his first response to his play was, my strategy was sound. My strategy was executed perfectly. I love my strategy. So he went on and on and on to make a point there again, kind of in the face of Sir Nick Faldo, who then also again responded in kind, saying that they're good friends, blah, blah, blah. He wishes them the best. And, you know, in this case, he is using some strategy and hope he plays well. So with all of that, there's a lot of sort of negative talk around Bryson coming in this week. He would be Correct. The first. He would have been the first player, multiple major winner under the age of 40 to miss four cuts in a season in majors. Like that yep. was the kind of talk that was talking about Bryson. And look at him respond. Like I tip my cap to the way he's responded to all of this. And played some phenomenal golf. Forget the penalty. He's played the golf he's played up to this point put him one shot off the lead. He's three shots off the lead. He's still right there. And his iron game is beautiful. It sounds like his 3D printed irons got approved. He finally got what he was looking for, and he's put mm-hmm. him in play, and the results seem to be showing that what he's been working on is finally paying off.
Well, and he's playing this golf course like he played Wingfoot when he won his first U.S. Open. He is hitting the ball with the driver everywhere for the most part and is going and finding it a lot of times. In the second round, it was in the fairway, but in the first round, he only hit four fairways, and the rough is not penal enough to hurt him, even if he does hit it in the rough. And he's just bombing it. He's just bombing it, hitting it out there, getting a lot of wedges in his hand, is able to hit those onto the greens, and that's why he's ranking and his stats are so well as far as approach to green is concerned. I mean, the drive he hit in the second round on the ninth hole almost hit one of the flags on the bleachers coming off the tee and ended up pin high to the right of the flag on the ninth hole, which he chipped up about a foot and a half from the hole and knocked it in for birdie. So what he's figured out is the strategy for him that can allow him to take advantage of his skills and his talents, and he's doing it well.
Yeah, he's doing it well. Let's talk about the leaders now. You got Lucas Herbert, Jackson Suber, Cameron Herbert, by the way, alone at 8. At 6, you have three players, Jackson Suber, Cameron Young, Ryan Gerard, All-American, Sam Burns, and Bryson DeChambeau from Team USA as well. At yep. 5 under par, along with Siwoo Kim, and then a host of guys at 4 under par, including Fitzpatrick. No, not Matt. I know I missed that one. That was his brother Alex. But you've got Scottie Scheffler and Tommy Fleetwood, John Rahm. Those are some of the big names that are at the top. Well, first of all, your thoughts on Lucas Herbert and Sam Burns with their 62s, 8 under par rounds on Friday.
Well, we don't know a lot about Lucas Herbert. Other than he's Australian and he plays predominantly on or plays the only place he plays right now is on LIV Golf. But, you know, shooting 28 on the front nine, 6 under par, and then coming back with at 3 under par, then going to the last hole and making a bogey, shooting 34 and shooting 62. It was some phenomenal golf. But I'll tell you what, he made a bunch of putts. He made some long putts, putts from off the green. It was pretty interesting to see. I don't know how many feet of putts he made, but it was crazy to see what he was able to do. And then, Sam Burns, here's a guy that is known for putting, and, it was one of the things that, has really helped him play some phenomenal golf, especially in the majors the last year and a half or so. A couple of like runner-ups or close to runner-up a year ago in the U.S. Open and a runner-up this year, then playing well at the Masters this year, but consistent golf, 32-30, and you know, birdieing the last three holes, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, a hole out holing it out of the bunker on the 18th hole to shoot 62 as well. It was a great round of golf as well.
Yeah, hats off. And you know what? Talking about Sam Burns, I went back and did a little look at how Sam's been playing, and why haven't we talked more about Sam? I mean, we know that he was coming off a runner-up finish at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, and so why weren't we talking about him coming in this week? Well, he's actually playing some of the best major golf of his career. He's playing his 26th major, and he went through a rash of missed cuts early on in his major career. But as of late, the last few years, I mean, look at that runner-up finish at Shinnecock. As we mentioned, he tied for seventh at the Masters this year, but now let's not forget he led after the first round and he was top three through 54 holes. So he's putting himself there. He's playing phenomenal golf in the toughest conditions. And then last year at Oakmont, U.S. Open, fired a second round 65 at Oakmont, and he led after 36 holes and after 54 holes. And as we were talking about it off the air, he was probably negatively affected by the rain delay, where J.J. Spahn used that as a bit of a timeout reset and probably benefited the most out of that rain delay last year at Oakmont, huh?
Yep, no doubt about it. The thing I like about him is he's won a couple of his events on the PGA Tour in playoffs, so he relishes feeling the pressure and getting under that heat of the cauldron of being in a duel to win or having a chance to win, and he's put himself there time after time after time. Really, really good friend with Scottie Scheffler, and they play a lot of golf together. A lot of times they will rent a house and room together at majors, and so I think he's probably pulled some of this from Scottie as well, because when you play with the best, it gets you to want to be the best as well, and helps you to become better. And I think Sam Burns is becoming better and better and getting better at by the moment.
Cameron Young, what's your thoughts on Cam? I mean, Players Champion, this guy is kind of steely. I think Cam should have had the same level of conversation coming into majors this year as what I gave to Matthew Fitzpatrick, because Cam Young in that Ryder Cup at Bethpage had that same showing, that same moxie, that same, you know, like just like proving himself that he can compete at the highest level, that his game will rise to the occasion under the microscope of a Ryder Cup. That's what I saw out of Fitzpatrick and why I was so bullish on him playing well this year. Should have been saying the same thing about Cam Young, and yet we haven't talked much about him. What are your thoughts on Cam and getting to 6-under par, 3-under on Friday?
Yeah, you know, some really good consistent golf the last 2 days, shooting 3-under and 3-under and being at 6 and tied for second. But Cam Young burst on the scene in the Open Championship as far as Lynx golf was concerned, in the Open Championship at St. Andrews when he finished second to Cam Smith. And so this is a guy that you know, he played phenomenal golf earlier this year and won the Players Championship, which a lot of people consider the fifth major. And when he needed to hit the drive of his career, he did it on the 18th hole at TPC Sawgrass and went on to win that golf tournament. And so Cameron Young, again, is another guy that's not afraid of getting in the cauldron and getting in under the fire in big events. And I just think he's a guy you got to watch out for this week, because he looks very, very comfortable in what he's doing right now.
You know, we talk about this being the approach shot and what do you do, you know, on these second shots, and that the long iron game and that sort of thing would really be important this week. Cam Young picking up almost 3.5 shots on the field in his strokes gained approach. And then, you know, off the tees, picking up 1.75 shots, another 1.75 putting, and another 1.25 around the greens, for a total of, 7.75 shots on the field. That's what you're going to do when you're in third place. But, that's impressive stuff. So I like Cam Young. He's steely. I think he can handle the heat, and I'm excited to see what he does over these final 36 holes. But if I'm, and again, no disrespect to Herbert, if he goes out there and plays, you know, really well on the weekend and wins. Hats off to him, Aussie. But I really think this is, the number's at six right now. So if I'm looking down the list, DeChambeau a shot back, Burns a shot back, Cam tied for the lead. You know, that's the kind of mindset I would be thinking. Scheffler picturing himself two shots back, not being doubled up four shots back. Right. Same thing with Tommy Fleetwood. Let's talk about some of those players, Bob. The number one player in the world, Scotty Scheffler, along with Fleetwood and Rahm right there in that four under mix. What was your take on Scotty, especially as you saw him playing next to Bryson?
You know, from tee to green, I think Scotty Scheffler is hitting the ball extremely well. He only missed one fairway in the opening round.
Wow.
Didn't hit as many fairways in the second round. And he's had a couple unfortunate breaks, especially like on the 17th hole. Yesterday he hit a bad shot. On Friday he hit a bad shot and came up short right up on the bank of a hill to the right of the green. In the second round he hit a three wood. He was trying to saw off a three wood in there into 17, and the ball took a big bounce to the right, and then he came, you know, went up on that hill again. And hit a great shot from there, but didn't make any putts. But the big thing about Scotty Scheffler is Scotty Scheffler's giving up almost 2.5 putts to the field in putting, in strokes gained. And so he's a minus, I think, 2.3 or 2.4, something like that. And, you know, you've got guys like Sam Burns who is picking up, Sam Burns who's picking up 6 strokes gain putting, not putting, but overall, and gaining a full shot in putting. Well, you know, Scotty's given up 3 shots to him per round in doing that. And so Scotty Scheffler missed a lot of putts, a lot of short putts, and it's been unfortunate to see where he's at right now, but consistent, 2 under, 2 under, and he's still in the mix and still in the top 10 going into those final 2 days.
Yeah, it is interesting when you look at his strokes gained, 2nd off the tee, 5th on approach, but 96th around the green and 140th strokes gained putting. I mean, that's to your point, Bob. That's the short game has just really let him down on an otherwise really good ball striking week. We got to take a break. We'll come back. There's still more players to talk about, including some of those right there around. How about Shane Lowry in the threes? JJ Spahn, speaking of last year's U.S. Open. Ludvig Åberg. Tommy Fleetwood's at 4. He was one of the sentimental favorites coming in this week. What do we think? How far is too far back? What do we expect on this moving day? We'll hit it all next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Every champion needs a home field advantage. Mountain America Credit Union will go to bat for you with mortgage loans that cover every base, including a free appraisal for a limited time. We're not just your lender, we're your biggest fans. Mountain America Mortgage, your home team. Apply today. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. This limited time offer can change or be withdrawn at any time. Equal housing lender. NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
At Uinta Golf, by Worldwide Golf, we love the game of golf just like you. We're here for golfers because we know golf like no one else. Since 1971, your local Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf has been the trusted partner on and off the course, providing reliable expertise you can count on. With over 60 years of experience and our legendary 90-day guarantee, we've always been here to help you get there. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper talking Open Championship, and excited to welcome in our next guest, good friend of ours from GolfNewsNet.com. Ryan Ballingee joins us now. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We are good, and... You know, there's a couple of 62s in an Open Championship, and it gets upstaged by a penalty. That's just something's going. Something big is going on.
Yeah, I was thinking that earlier. You know, we had a putt for 61, a guy a hole out from a greenside bunker on the last shot of the day to shoot 62. That sounds pretty great. Let's talk about the guy who trampled down some grass.
And well, the area around his golf ball.
So obviously we're talking about, and have been, about Bryson DeChambeau getting that penalty. First of all, what was your take? As you see it, what happened there? What's your thoughts?
All right. So I saw it earlier in the day as the round was unfolding. And when it happened, I thought, ooh, that could be something that comes back later. And then he went, made five on, you know, drivable par four, makes five. He's like, well, maybe they won't come back to it. I mean, he mangled it enough. But I thought, okay, when he took that step toward the ball, I was like, that grass went down. And, you know, any serious competitive golfer knows when you're in that kind of weird situation, whether the kind of ball sitting up and it could move, or you're trying to move mulch around a ball or a twig, you have to take extra special care not to make the mistake that Bryson made, which was to trample the area and where he could swing the golf club or where he could stand to hit the golf ball. And that, to me, is an easy penalty. Yeah, he would have had to have gone really out of his way to not trample the grass in his swing plane, but he should have done it, and he should have made sure he did it.
Mm. Yeah. And it's okay if he gets there, it gets behind it or whatever. But like you said, he should have gone out of the way to get around that so that it did not show anything that he was doing as far as, which could be construed as the penalty of improving the area where the ball was. And, you know, the RNA said inadvertently, non-intentional, all those things, but yet, even if it wasn't, and it happened, and that area around the ball is improved, then it's a two-shot penalty.
Exactly. The USGA and the RNA love to say intent does not factor into rulings in golf. Now, that's not entirely true. That's kind of BS. But generally speaking, if it improved it even 0.1%, that's an improvement. And it doesn't really matter what was in your heart or in your brain when you were doing it. You did it. And so, they, you know, it's manslaughter versus murder. You're still going to jail regardless.
Wow. Wow. Ryan Ballingy bringing it here on Real Golf Radio. You know, the Golf Channel afterwards in their coverage showed Dustin Johnson at Whistling Straits when he hit the shot out of the what he thought was a waste area that was in fact a bunker in the ground club. And that, like, you feel sick for Dustin in that case. I guess I say I'm sick for Bryson that he played so well to get to 7-under and has to drop those. I hate that kind of stuff in golf. I hate it. I do. But it doesn't feel like the same thing, right? I don't feel it's the same level of grief for what happened to Dustin Johnson. And maybe it's because it's just at the halfway point rather than the final round. I don't know. But that one felt a bit unjust. This one feels like, okay, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, definitely some factors there. Final round, would have been in a playoff. You know, Dustin Johnson seems a little bit more affable, I guess, than Bryson does. And Bryson played very well today, got to 7-under, got within a shot of Lucas Herbert, and would have probably put himself in really good position. And also, frankly, you know, for people who are fans of his, he's been dealing with, I feel like he's been catching all kinds of strays this week from Brandel Chamblee and Nick Faldo about his performance in the majors this year and how he just attends to himself as a professional golfer, and then for this to happen. But also, if you're a serious competitive golfer, you might not have read the notice posted in the locker room, but you sure as heck know you make sure you don't improve or make the appearance of improving your lie or your swing path or your stance
right
in a golf tournament.
Yep. So thoughts about some comments that he made afterwards when or before his time when he went out with the rules officials to the area, and by the time he got back into the scoring area, where he said, well, you know, maybe I just won't show up tomorrow and play.
Yeah, this whole idea of take your ball and go home mentality is kind of sad. I mean, stuff like this happens all the time in golf tournaments, right? Rules are applied, and you might not like it, but that's, they're there to protect you and the field, so that someday when someone else does this or something similar and it's caught by a television camera or a playing partner reluctantly comes forward and says something, then you're protected. So it got you today, but it's not going to get you every time forever. And again, I mean, I've never played at that level. You have, I haven't. But come on, like, even I know that I would have done in that situation.
Yeah.
And it was readily apparent. And to just go, well, if you give me that penalty, I'm not showing up tomorrow. Okay, well, we'll see you next year. You know, it's your right to withdraw or to disagree and then be DQ'd. So I think that was the moment to me that also probably made sure that they gave him the penalty. You know, he might have been able to sweet talk his way out of it, but his stubbornness and kind of childish behavior about what was about to happen to him didn't do him any favors in the end.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, I was just playing in a nothing event, but to me, it was important. Senior Club Championship. Wasn't playing well, made a couple of bad holes, bad scores on a couple of consecutive holes, and I just wanted to pick up my ball and go home. But you just don't do that. You know, even as a club competitor, you know that's not what you do. You don't go home. And so, look, I was in a situation where I was out of contention, and so I was just like, you know, I want to just go do something else. But you got to stick through it. Now, he's a shot out of second place right now. There's no way, given this, all of the negative talk you mentioned, Faldo and Chamblee and all that kind of stuff, and his performance in, or lack thereof in majors, four of the last five he's missed cuts, all three this year. When he's a shot out of second, for him to walk away, I don't care if he's YouTube golfer, popular, or whatever, that would be way worse of a decision than anything that I can think of that he's gone through at this point.
Right, he's proven his critics right at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, Chamblee raked you over the coals as someone who doesn't want to take on the best in the world and just wants to beat Grant Horvat or whatever on YouTube. And if you do this and then say, well, and you're, even if you don't WD, you put it out there, well, maybe I'll take my ball and go home. Well, that sure sounds like it proved Brandel right then, that your heart isn't in it and that you're not willing to work through the adversity necessary to be a great player. And, yeah. You know, I have no idea what will mean for him in the third round, but the real lead in this tournament is minus six, in my view. No offense, Lucas Herbert.
Brian just said that.
That's the way I
said the same thing.
I usually look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy that's won something important, that person, that's the real lead through two rounds. Yeah. Or even three rounds usually. So that's minus six. That's Cam Young, right? And other people. But Cam Young. So you're one out of the real lead. You've got to find a way to get your head together in the next 12 hours.
Yes.
And show up to Birkdale tomorrow.
With a chip on your shoulder.
Don't win this thing. Yeah. Get mad. Don't do what Joaquin Niemann did. He got mad that he got a penalty for chucking clubs and looking like a kid. And he turned into one of his best major finishes of his career.
Yep.
Do the same thing, and you might still win this thing.
Yep. So, what your thoughts about? Let's move out of Bryson and hit those 62s. Those 62s were pretty amazing today, with Lucas Herbert and Sam Burns. Pretty cool.
Yeah, in very different ways too, right? I mean, yep. Lucas Herbert couldn't miss for the first 12 holes. I mean, if he looked at the hole, it went in, which is incredible. And then I think it probably dawned on him, oh, here's what could happen. And you know, the second shot on 17 and the drive on 18 and the putt on 18, you know, those were nervous strokes. I get it. But an incredible day for him. That's awesome. And then for Sam Burns, who's just happy to be there because he didn't think he was going to play, and his daughter gets born 10 days early, and his wife is, you know, kind enough to let him go play in this thing. And he was playing with nothing really to go for, and then has this incredible back nine and holes out on the last shot of the day from the bunker for 62. Two totally different ways to get there, but you know, both of them very much obviously in contention to win this thing. I think a lot of people, after what Sam Burns did in the U.S. Open the last 2 years, would be thrilled to see him finish this thing off somehow and win a major for the first time.
Yeah, so with that said, I mean, you got Cam Young, the Players' Champion, in there, and DeChambeau obviously is still in there, and not too far down the list, you know, you've got the world number one Scottie Scheffler, you got Tommy Fleetwood, who's the local favorite, John Rahm, who desperately needs a performance in one of these major events. They're all right there. Like, who do you like at this point in time, halfway home? Who's kind of most standing out to you?
I feel like Cam Young in a weird way has kind of flown under the radar here. You know, he's cooled off quite a bit from when he played the Players and won with probably the greatest 72nd hole I've seen in a long time. And then obviously won at Doral in a runaway. This doesn't feel like that kind of golf course, and yet he's still doing very, very well. I think he's got a great opportunity. Scotty has not made, I feel like, literally any putt in the last, I don't know, 7 weeks, and yet he can still win this thing. He's two back of the, you know, what I would call the real lead. So for him, it just feels like if he just goes and shoots, instead of two under each day, he goes and shoots three under each of the next 2 days, he could probably win this thing. And he probably feels that way too. Rahm has only put up good performances in the PGA Championship basically since he's gone to live. So this is an opportunity for him to do that and kind of get out of that funk, get a third leg of the career Grand Slam. Like, that's got to be in the back of his head. He's got a U.S. Open. He's got a Masters. He's obviously played well enough in the PGA to know he's probably got plenty more chances of winning one of those. This is his chance to get three quarters of the way. I mean, you've got to seize that if you can. So killer leaderboard, and then a bunch of guys that are great, great players that haven't necessarily done it yet, but it'll be good. It'll be a great leaderboard for the weekend.
Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. Ryan, great stuff, man. Enjoy it this weekend. And then we've got, man, what, 8 months off before our 9 months off till we have another major championship there at the first week of the Masters. So first week of April. But always fun to talk golf with you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. That's going to do it for hour number one. Stay tuned. The back nine's coming up next.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own.
Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.